All right, next up we have Lilith.
Hi. I'm still not sure why they let me talk about receipt printing, but here I am. I bought a receipt printer on eBay, and it is the best $50 purchase I have ever made. It's an Epson TM-M32 NT. The NT part is for wireless functions that you need to buy a separate dongle to use. Thank you, Epson. Now, why do I own a receipt printer? My friend bought one, and I'm willing to jump off of receipt printer-shaped cliffs. Also, it was only about a week worth of work, so it didn't really cost me all that much. Thankfully, I am not the crazy one. My friend owns three. Still not quite sure why. I did have some initial difficulties after I first got it. The blade did not decide to cut. And you know, I figured out it wasn't because it was dull or anything, but because it wasn't moving the blade enough, and it would just make a horrible noise as the motor spun. 4 hours later, at 1 a.m., I finally discovered that I could take it apart, unscrew it, move the motor into place, and it would finally work. But what about drivers? Epson's cool. They actually have Linux drivers. Not for Nix, obviously, but if we just do some horrid shell commands, we can extract the Debian drivers, take out the data we need, grab the filter, put it into place, and then let AutoPatch Health Hook do the rest. But how do I print with it? I actually use Python ESCPOS, which just issues raw printer commands to the receipt printer. It will tell it, print this line, print that line, or even do things like kick the cash register if I had a cash register. But how do I print with it nicely? Because it's a little bit of a pain to memorize all of the ESC commands you need in order to actually print with it. I made a nice wrapper library, and I've got a repository full of all of my shenanigans and the small wrapper library for that, if for some reason you are interested in how I print receipts. But what if it really is quite easy? But what if you don't like Python? Well, this is a plain CUPS driver, so you can send PDFs to your receipt printer. If you wanted to print your PDFs on a nice thin sheet of paper that is, you know, linear. Also, if you like other languages like Rust, you can use any other ESCPOS implementation. Python ESCPOS was the best one that I've found so far, but I'm sure others exist. They have to. Not only fun, but I do actually use some practical list out of it. I make a to-do list each day. This will actually fetch from my CalDAV server, and it will grab all of my tasks as well as any events I have scheduled. I didn't have time to set up the receipt printer to print a new one, so you get the one I printed for Scale instead. I'm wearing the Scale shirt, so I'm honestly a NixCon fraud. Hey, everyone. I'm going to the Nix store. Do you want anything? Trick question, you're getting my laptop closure. Here's where I'd pull out my receipt printer to actually print something, but I don't think AV Tech will let me. But I have been Lilith. You can find me all the other places. If you're researching operating systems or programming languages, please reach out. I want to know. And if you want a receipt, find me later, because I will set up the receipt printer, and I'm sure I will have plenty of time to sit there printing off fun things for people.
Questions?
Any questions?
Repeat them.
Surprisingly, can it print Unicode characters? Surprisingly, a decent number of them. With PDFs, of course, it can, because it's just rasterizing it. But there are more characters than I would expect in the built-in font. Which, fun fact, that has two built-in fonts, one large, one small. I brought one roll as well as a bit of one roll, but it prints way more than you would ever expect, considering the fact that I brought a tiny, mostly used roll, and that hasn't run out yet, and I've printed dozens of receipts so far. Fun fact, each receipt roll is massive and costs $1 each, so the price to fun ratio is exceptionally good. I think that's it. Thank you.